Construction is steadily progressing on the Facility for Rare Isotope Beams, or the FRIB, at Michigan State University. Perhaps you've seen the huge crane down on Wilson Road. A new office tower that's rising at the site. Work continues on the underground chamber, which is going to house the accelerator at the heart of the project. Scientists one day, not that far off, will fire particles at near light speed to create isotopes that can be used in a variety of applications, including cancer treatment. Yesterday, Michigan Senator Gary Peters toured the FRIB chamber. Peters is the ranking member of the Senate Science, Space, and Competitiveness Subcommittee. Current State's Kevin Lavery went along on the tour, which began with a brief explanation of the project by FRIB Deputy Project Manager Paul Mantica.
What we're going to do is accelerate particles up to half the speed of light, smash those particles onto a target, and then produce rare isotopes that can be used to do basic discovery science. So the tunnel we're in here today is going to house all of the acceleration equipment that will produce those beams that travel at half the speed of light.
Let's show them where all the equipment's going to come down.
Yeah, absolutely.
So where's the entrance at?
The hatch. The hatch?
Senator, how solid is the funding for this program? What else is competing at the federal level that's distracting from effort?
We have a lot of competing projects, so it is a constant battle to make sure that the funding comes. The fact that it has such a huge potential to transform what we know about physics and discovering new isotopes that will be beneficial in so many levels gives us a very strong case to make sure that that funding continues. Not just to build it, to also make sure we continue to have funding available so that the students that are here and their projects continue to be funded going forward. So, you know, science funding is not something you can do 1 year and 2 years. These are long-term commitments. And particularly when you make a substantial investment as this, nearly $700 million going into this project, this shows a commitment from the scientific community as to the importance of this facility. And with that, I will certainly be very aggressive to make sure that we continue to get the funding, and will use my position as the ranking member on the science subcommittee to make sure that occurs.
But people in other states want their projects done too. So does your position in the committee, is that the deciding factor?
Well, it certainly helps to be on the right committee and to be the ranking member, but it really, what else helps is the science behind it. And the science behind this project couldn't be stronger, and the commitment that we have from the University of Michigan State's commitment is strong, and the fact that this project, we already have a substantial investment in the project, and it's ahead of schedule, so it's hard to argue against it.
What are you seeing today that you are learning for the first time that's interesting to you personally?
Well, it's just amazing as to how complex this is, and to see the amount of work that goes in. And actually, this structure, as complex as it is looking at it and all of the pipes and the wiring that goes in, it's actually not as complex as the actual machine and the accelerator that will come in, which is really the heart and soul of this whole project. So it's going to be very exciting to see that happen. And to me, it just highlights the incredible talent that we have in our state, the incredible talent that's here at Michigan State University, to be able to think about a project like this, to organize it, to get the funding, and then to create it is a testament to everybody in this great state of ours. We're going to see dividends from this project after it's all up and running in 2020 that could very well transform our country and our world, and we're going to see those dividends for many decades to come.